Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Is it fair that Camila Valieva is skating tonight?
No. No. That's the bottom line.
Adam Rippon is a former Olympian himself and now a coach for U.S. skater Mariah Bell.
We believe in clean sport as Olympians. It should be a level playing field. And if you don't want to play fair, you shouldn't be able to play.
So that's part of an NBC News report, which is notable because NBC has the Olympics. And they have their announcers saying that Russian chick who's in first place and is going to earn the gold medal. I guess she's not going to get the gold medal, but she will earn the gold medal.
There will be no ceremony, Jack, until the investigation is complete.
When she skated the other night, I didn't watch it, but when she skated the other night, the NBC announcers stayed silent during almost her entire routine, even though she's the best in the world. In fact, a week ago, I had heard the announcers say, she's the best man or woman skater I've ever seen. As a 15-year-old, she's just a phenomenon. She's like a LeBron James of ice skating. But they stayed silent during her routine the other night, kind of in a protest. Not kind of in a, it exactly was. A protest of the fact that she's skating at all, and this is what they had to say after her routine.
All I feel like I can say is that was the short program of Camila Valieva at the Olympics.
And for all the other Olympic athletes skating here, I feel I need to say again that she had a positive test. We should not have seen the skate. And
we are so sorry it's overshadowing your Olympics.
You know, I heard the reasoning of the regulatory body or the arbitrator people or whatever about the time between the test and the blah, and her youth. And I thought, wow, does that like pass in the halls of the Olympics? Is that legit? I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm not an Olympic athlete. I don't know a bunch of Olympic coaches.
You're not a female Olympic ice skater?
I'm not.
Do that thing. Stand up right now and do that thing where you put your leg back and then grab the blade of your skate and pull it up like to the back of your head.
You're going to hear a snapping noise. What I was saying, those are a couple of not only Olympic athletes, but experts in their sports. They've spent their life there and all. And they wouldn't even dignify it with, there's a triple axel.
Right.
Now she's skating backward a little bit. They couldn't even bring themselves to utter those words. So if they think it's as scandalous and awful as they do, all right, I'm convinced.
Here's why you should care, because it'd be easy to say, because I actually thought this in my own mind briefly while Joe was talking. Why are we talking about female figure skating? This is why you should care, though.
Just say figure skating. Why are you saying female? That strikes me as misogynist. Michael, you're the judge. Did that sound sexist and demeaning?
Well, it's technical.
There you go. The judges have ruled.
It's technically correct. We are talking about female figure skating. But
please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Throughout my Olympic watching career, I've always found the female figure skating more entertaining than the men's anyway, for some reason. If I was going to watch, it's the opposite of tennis. If I was going to watch one or the other, I'd rather watch the female than the men. I don't know why. Anywho,
well, let's see. I'm a straight guy, but it strikes me that both the men and women figure skaters are equally likely to want to date me.
Right.
So
I think I just like sequins. Maybe that's it. I'm in it for the sequins. Here's why you should care. Like we were talking about last hour with the financial system. It's just more fraying of the world order. It's just more rogue countries get to do whatever the hell they want, whether it's hide a virus or invade a country or whatever. It's just more of that. And it's not good. It's not good that standards are going away and countries are feeling more and more like, we're going to do whatever we want. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. Who's going to stop us?
Well, and I think the concept you've been throwing around lately of being captured is a good one here. The rogue countries include some of the super heavyweights on the globe, or at least heavyweights, China being a super heavyweight, Russia being a heavyweight. Then you got, you know, your wackadoodle North Koreas and stuff like that. But they have enough influence of some over some of these international organizations that they bend them to their will. And the rest of us stand there saying, wait, what? Why is she skating?
Yes, the fact that they can, China and Russia, can get the Olympic Committee to do whatever they want matters because they do the same thing with the World Health Organization and attempt to do it with the UN and all kinds of different things.
True.
Yeah. And on an individual level for the actual women competing, how freaking maddening is that? Wait a second. Well, if I'd have known cheating was an option, I'd have taken some performance. Maybe I could land a quad. I don't know. I've never taken those drugs she's taken. They give you so much more the blood flow and breathing capacity and everything.
Right. Right. If there's one word to describe what's going on, I think it's probably true of international depression.
True international of depression.
Yeah, you left out two syllables, of a dope, in the middle.
I thought I threw them in. Oh, well.
True international of a dope of pressure. True international of depression.
True international. No, I can't.
True international of depression.
I only speak rudimentary Bidenese, like, where is the train station? Or, point me toward a bathroom.
But you're not fluent in Bidenese.
No, no.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I've been called that by better than you, old man. So coming up, a brand new feature. The troubled world of tech. No, that's not good. Turbulent tech. Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Yeah, that's the winner. Coming up, turbulent tech.
It's got the alliteration.
Right. People love that.
One more thing on the ice skating. I like the fact that you pointed out, stay silent on female ice skaters who may have cheated, but go ahead and cover up for the Chinese genocide. So one really puts a sequin in your saddle. I mean, you're really upset. You're so angry you can't even speak over the fact that they've cheated the sport of figure skating.
But Uyghurs on their knees with hoods over their heads at gunpoint. Countries are going to do what they're going to do. Now let's enjoy the bobsledding.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Really. So speaking of rogue countries, which direction do we want to go, though? I was about to go to Russia and some of the politicians talking on that, but I just saw the list. We got Anthony Weiner, who was on Hannity the other night.
Wait a minute.
Have you followed that story at all?
Wait a minute. I haven't.
Yeah, I read it. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe we'll come back and do that. So Anthony Weiner, do you remember him? Congressperson married to Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman. And he was sexting 15-year-olds? Not even 17-year-olds, Prince Andrew. 15-year-olds.
Well, to be fair, he was sexting anybody who'd take a picture of his crank. That included teenagers.
Anybody who is willing to receive a picture of his crank?
Or unfortunate enough, yeah. I mean, as I recall, he didn't exclusively target children.
No, I don't know that he knew she was that age, so. But anyway, he's trying to make a comeback with a podcast. So he's going around doing interviews to try to get publicity for his podcast. Well, he's been dead in the water. He's only like 50 when this whole thing exploded, and he's done. He had to resign, and he can't get work and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, he was on Hannity the other night. Hannity asked him some questions. Some of the answers are kind of funny. Of course, how are you going to answer these questions? We'll play that for you next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Before we we get to Anthony's wiener, we should restate, in case you haven't heard this story, San Francisco School Board finally got a spanking, and this is getting so much national attention, I think, because all of America is scared that these weirdos are taking over the country. These weirdos who don't think you can have a school named after Abraham Lincoln. And seeing some pushback, finally, is making everybody very excited. And not just any three members of the school board president, the vice president, and the commissioner all booted out. Yes. 70% of the vote saying you gotta go for focusing on, well, we can't have a school named after Abraham Lincoln while the schools were closed for no good reason and parents were begging to get the schools open. And so enough was enough. And all across the country, people are saying, finally, some pushback against the weirdos.
I realize it's a dangerous game to play, but if you wish to discredit progressives, put them in charge.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And San Francisco Mayor London Breed had backed the recall effort. I think politically she had to, but nor maybe she's sane enough to realize, not getting together to discuss whether the schools should be open and getting together to discuss whether or not we can have a school named after Abraham Lincoln or Senator Dianne Feinstein. Remember, they took her name off the school.
Right, right. And I realize, you know, y'all around the country, everybody can't keep track of everybody else's local and regional politics, but the extent to which in some of the blue cities of the West, the way left mayors are now to the right of their school boards, their DAs, their city councils is really something. And the fact that that's now, you know, that's being felt and the mayors are standing up and saying, this is insane. We can't run our cities like this. And these are people to the left of, you know, the AOC.
I was about to say, how out of step with mainstream are those three school board members who wanted to take George Washington's name off of a school?
Right.
They would be in the most extreme 0.1% in America, wouldn't they?
Well, I'm not. I wish that were true. I think it's probably more like 5%, maybe even 10.
Really?
Who bought the lies of the progressive left because they've been steeped in them in their entire school experience, depending on their age.
Of course, even if you're right, you don't want your school board president to be out of step with 90% of America.
No, indeed.
We're running out of time for penis talk, and we need to get to that.
Wow. Folks, I'm sorry.
Well, that really was the focus of the story that got Anthony Weiner booted out of his congressman job.
Well, yeah, there's accurate, then there's, you know, tasteful. I thought we'd try to be tasteful around here. Artful, if you will, like the late, great P.J. O'Rourke.
When did this happen? Did I bust out of bed at that meeting?
You missed that meeting.
So Anthony Weiner, he's got a podcast he's doing with Curtis Sliwa. That dude? I know.
Sure, the Guardian Angels guy.
Yeah. It seems two people with no jobs that are trying to figure out a way to get some attention and make some money. Starting a podcast together. Anyway.
They ought to just open a hot dog stand. They're in Guthrie. Anthony, you handle the wieners, obvious tie-in.
Yeah.
Curtis, you can do like condiments or maybe the bratwurst or something. I don't know. You steam the buns.
Anthony Weiner went on Hannity because he's trying to go on any platform to get attention for his podcast because I got to believe he's desperate to make a money. Remember, his wife left him, all that sort of stuff. Here's Anthony Weiner on Hannity being asked about whether or not he's changed.
Have you changed? Are you a different person?
Well, I think so. I don't think anyone can go through that kind of experience, and I think this is probably true of people who have been through other types of adversity. I don't think you go through that type of experience and don't emerge changed.
Well, wait, that's but Anthony, wait a minute.
So I think it's fairly
Anthony,
obvious.
That's an obscure answer.
So just to start there, a lot of people thought you got to answer that question with yes, I absolutely. I've realized the error of my ways or something. You can't just say
I don't send pictures of my genitals to children anymore.
Have I changed? Am I going to send a picture of my crank to a high school girl tonight? Probably not. What an interesting way to answer. It goes on.
Can you assure people, because you're going to now try and draw in an audience, and they're going to want to know if you changed or not. Have you changed?
They can judge for themselves.
I'm sorry?
I said they can judge for themselves. I'm not out to persuade you or anyone else.
You're not? If people thought I was a perv, particularly, after underage people, I'd be out to persuade people I'm not.
Wow.
I would not say, you know what? It doesn't bother me what people think. It does. It really bothers me that people think that.
If we were a parole board, I'd say, you know, I think I've heard enough already. We can keep going if you want. But
good point. Good point.
Jiminy.
And one more.
If you want, you can tune into the show, and you can hear if that so is
you're,
the way.
You're
but
on
you
my
say,
show now,
you say
Andy,
to
I'm
someone,
giving you the chance now to
I know,
do
but
it.
You invite it. You invite it. I know you invited me to come on, and then you say, did you change? Yes, and I answer the question. I said, I believe that I did. I believe this kind of experience would change any person. And now you're having a conversation with Curtis, with me sitting here about my answer. All I can do is give you the answer, brother.
So there's a little bit everybody knows is getting what they want there. I mean, Hannity's getting what he wants out of this. Wiener's getting what he wants out of it. He's promoting his podcast. It's all just a big whatever.
Sure. But yeah.
That's an interesting way to answer a question like that about something like that. Of course, I don't know. Maybe there's nothing else he could have said. Didn't he do the whole Tiger Woods thing? He went to some sort of sex rehab?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He did some time, too, right?
Oh, yeah. He went to jail.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's a great example. He's an extremely bright guy.
Oh, yeah.
But he has a moral screw loose. And he obviously sorely lacks wisdom. You know, and that's a great example of so many, you know, college professors and ideological leaders, wackadoos at the extremes, really at both sides. They're bright enough, but man, it's like a 3-point system you have to grade people on. And if you don't have a solid moral foundation and wisdom, how do you even define wisdom? You know when you see it, I guess.
Well, I can't believe that documentary that came out. If you never watched that, it still would be entertaining. He and his wife allowed a camera crew to follow them around in the midst of this story blowing up, and you get to see them having their husband-wife arguments about this stuff in the kitchen. Speaking of wisdom, but...
What a strange way to run your life that is.
Oh, God. No kidding. And, you know, they got a kid. Poor little girl.
Yeah, I hope she's kept sheltered from most of this garbage. Speaking of PGA O'Rourke, as we did earlier, I want to read you a little excerpt from one of my favorite PGA O'Rourke books, so you'll know, if you're not familiar with his work, why people are making such a big deal of his passing, plus a brand new feature, Turbulent Tech, coming up in just a couple of minutes.
We have to name things? Did we come up with that? Was that in the same meeting where we were going to start being classy?
I really, really want to be on cable TV, and I've noticed that you need a snappy title. And like sexy font there up on the screen, while the scroll goes beneath for people who are so hyperactive or whatever, they need like 7 inputs at once, then your stock number's on the right, but Turbulent Tech is gonna be the big flashing, name. So that's coming up in a moment or two. I mentioned AOC a few minutes ago. She did an interview in which she whined about her job, according to Bruce Golding in the New York Post, and blamed the expiration of the expanded child tax credit for the new crime wave. She claimed parents are stealing baby formula to feed their kids.
Oh, boy.
And that's the cause of the rise in crime.
She did not.
She did. She did. I got the quotes right in front of me. She ignored the fact that there's a thriving nationwide black market in stolen baby formula that's been known about for years. Great example. I think she's pretty intelligent. She is wildly unwise. Complete lack of perspective. She's very verbal, but says stuff that's stupid.
And she's, what else? What else gets her a lot of attention?
H-O-T, buddy.
She's attractive. She's symmetrical. She has big eyes.
And nice breasts.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Butt. Join Linda and Trish Clark on Thursday as they welcome Redding Rancheria. Topics will include the end of the pause on building the new casino. Also, Jessica Patterson, GOP chairwoman for the state of California. Find out what they're trying to do in our state to help expand the GOP. All of this Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Canada hits a 30-year high. It's happening all around the world. That, unless there's a, if there's a world war, that'll be the story. But if there's not a world war, and I don't think there will be, inflation over the next couple of years, I hope not the couple next couple of years, is going to be the big story. That is only political story people might be talking about in a year.
Yeah. By the way, a less paid attention to stat came out of the Department of Commerce, I believe. In the last 24 hours, the producer price index, which is wholesalers and suppliers, what they charge retailers, is up by 1% for the month of January. That's not an annualized rate. That's for the month. Annualized, obviously, that's 12%. So, yipes.
Yeah.
You keep an eye on that. God is a Republican. Take two. God is a Republican. Take three. Michael, how much tape do we have? Probably ought to check. God is a Republican. Santa Claus is a Democrat. One of P.J. O'Rourke's greatest hits coming up. He has passed, the great writer, commentator, humorist, satirist, whatever you want to call him, and a lovely guy, too. So I'll share that with you. Right now, though, it's Armstrong and Getty's Turbulent Tech. You know, I like it.
That's pretty good.
It's got kind of an ominous sound. It's got a bit of a techie sound.
It really sounds like something CNN would have for music before they go to a segment.
Yeah, that's really good. Nice job, guys. Can you stop it now, Michael? All right, now that I'm used to it, can we got to start it again and then kind of fade it as I get into the first story? All right, here we go. It's time for Armstrong and Getty's Turbulent Tech. Story number one, fraudsters are using bots to drain cryptocurrency accounts. And I was all excited about this story. We have a number of tech stories, obviously. You can tell from the name of the feature. But long story short, it's the stupid robocalls saying, there is a problem with your Bitcoin account. Please press 1. Oh, if you haven't recently made a withdrawal from your Bitcoin account, press 1. And a certain number of people, and in this story from CNBC, they use a pair of obstetricians, you know, educated people. Oh, no, I didn't make a withdrawal. I should press 1. And they press 1, and then the person on the phone, now a live person, because they know they got a hot one, says, well, first of all, what's your two-step identification? What's your passcode? All right. What's your first dog's name, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And then they give it to him. Then they say, yoink.
Yeah. God, are you dumb. Click. Yeah. And then they drain their account. So,
yeah. Well, some of these I think you're really, really dumb to fall for, but some of them, God dang it, you're busy, you're running around, you get legit one of these. You get legit calls like this all the time from your credit card or whatever.
Yeah, the difference is, of course, the credit card company will never ask you for your password on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I would not fall for that. I would not give anybody my password. No.
And part of the reason I brought this up,
or my social security number or any of that stuff,
is just to point out, because there are some very lovely people in the world, including people I love, who have the gullible gene. They do not have the skepticism gene. Number one scam right now, friends, is there's a problem with your account. Somebody hacked your account. We need to protect it. That's the scam. So just be on the alert for that. As we continue with Armstrong and Getty's Turbulent Tech. YouTube is wonderful. YouTube is evil. Sports fans who tuned in to watch Olympic highlights on YouTube are instead being served Chinese propaganda videos.
Wow.
An analysis of YouTube search results by Wired, Wired.com, which are, they're fabulous about tech stuff, found that people who typed Beijing 2020, Olympics, or Olympics 2022 were shown pro-China and anti-China propaganda videos in the top results. Five of the most prominent propaganda videos, which often appear above actual Olympic highlights, have amassed close to 1 million views.
Wow. Yeah, I struggle with the YouTube thing with my kids particularly, because they get stuff they want to watch, and I want them to be able to watch, but I don't know how the algorithms work on YouTube. They get videos at the top of your search that are not stuff you want to see. It's not what you searched on. It's like freaking Amazon's thing where you search on a particular title of a book and it'll give you five other things first.
Yeah.
But YouTube does
that. Why don't you read these books? We get a bigger cut of these. Come on.
And YouTube does that, and it's not always appropriate stuff. So they got YouTube for little kids, which is way too young for my kids, and then everything above that, everything goes. So, and then even if you find a video that's okay, the ads might be way not okay that they throw into the,
right.
So they're watching something that's perfectly family friendly, but the ads that YouTube jams in there is either, you know, too violent, too sexy, or Chinese propaganda, as you're just telling us.
Yeah. So Citizen Lab, they are liberals, but they do really, really good reporting. Anyway, this flurry of propaganda videos first spotted earlier this month by John Scott Relton, researcher at University of Toronto's Citizen Lab. On February 5th, he found that after he'd watched skating and curling videos, YouTube automatically played a video by a pro-China YouTube account. Quote, I found myself on a slippery slide from skating and curling. Kind of a coincidence there. Is that intentional or not? It's hard to say.
I don't know.
I found myself in a bobsled of lies. slippery slide from skating and curling.
It was a luge of deceit.
into increasingly targeted propaganda. How interesting. Well, it's turbulent tech, Jack, moving along.
That one frightened me.
Now I'm deef. This one, I got to admit, I'm taking some satisfaction in this story, and I'm examining myself. Not my once monthly in the shower examination, but more psychological.
Wow.
Am I happy because I was smart, I was wise, I advised you people correctly, or am I just happy because I'm right? Here's your headline. NFT marketplace suspends most sales, citing rampant fakes and plagiarism.
No way.
I know.
What can you trust?
From the moment I heard about this crap, I said, this is ridiculous. This is just a pyramid scheme.
If you can't trust art on the internet, what can you trust?
Exactly.
Right.
If you can't trust digital art that looks exactly the same, whether I took a picture of it or you paid for it, what can you trust?
Which is kind of the point of digital everything. Anyway, the platform which sold an NFT of Jack Dorsey's first tweet for $2.9 million has halted most transactions because people were selling tokens of content that did not belong to them.
You're
calling
kidding
it a fundamental problem. the sale of NFTs soared to $25 billion last year.
Whoa! Remember, our producer Sean was making money hand over fist with those things.
As people do in the early days. You remember the airplane scam on campus or whatever?
I need to get in on these things at the beginning when people are making money and have the fun then. Even if you know it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Well, it's gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gamble, you can get in and out on time, and that the criminals who are running it are honestly running their criminal enterprise. Anyway, so $25 billion last year, leaving many baffled as to why such money is being spent on items that do not physically exist and which anyone can view online for free. Yeah, it's because it's a pyramid scheme. It's the airplane scam, if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
You buy the front two seats, and then when you get to the back of the plane, for instance, you start at the back of the plane, and when you hit the pilot seat, because every four people that move, that buy, you move up a row or whatever, and when you hit the pilot seat, you get, you know, 50 times what you paid in. I remember this was really popular in the 80s.
Hmm.
And it was just a classic pyramid scheme. So, baffled as to why people would spend all that money on something that doesn't exist and anyone can see for free and is easily replicable. Yeah, I was baffled myself. So, you know, I get this is kind of...
So is it all falling apart? Like, the sports thing was huge there for a while. You get the rookie card of some NBA star in digital form. And those things were, like, going for crazy money. You had to get into a raffle to even have the opportunity to buy one.
Long story short, they cannot figure out how to prevent all of the fakery and the fraud and the rest of it, so they're suspending sales.
Well, I have the picture of the digital ape in my phone somewhere. I took my phone, I held it up to Sean's phone and took a picture of it. My picture looked exactly like his when you were looking at it on the phone.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Sure. And then my favorite tech headline of the day, you have to pay attention to this now. China censors Olympic gold medalist's defense of China's internet censorship on Instagram.
Okay. What? Okay.
So you remember we're all supposed to fall in love with Eileen Gu, who, I swear to God, NBC is getting a cut of her take or something like that. They're trying relentlessly to pitch her as a sexy, athletic, young, international sex symbol that we're all supposed to worship and adore.
I heard this Gu girl referred to China as her home country at one point, which I find very troubling.
Fine, stay there. I don't care. And all you hockey players, you... Although, again, I have more sympathy for hockey players because they're dopes who will never gel, and they have no idea how to feed themselves. So they decided to take a gig playing for the Chinese Olympic team. I realize that that's probably dumb of me and inconsistent, but I just, these poor guys who, all they've done is, anyway. So this Eileen Gu thing was asked about Chinese censorship. And she said, well, just totally, go get a, I'm sorry, what's the term? A VPN. Just go get a VPN. They're literally free on the App Store. And then somebody said, sweetheart, you go to jail for having one in China. She's like, oh my God, oh, so sorry. But she was essentially saying, don't worry about Chinese censorship. And the Chinese censors censored her defense of Chinese censorship.
I also understand it turned into quite a meme online in the free part of the world where you can have memes online of, go get some human rights. They're literally free on the internet. That sort of meme.
Love it. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, sorry, not going to be worshiping our new transnational snow sex princess, NBC. Not buying.
Yeah, I don't think she has any sense of what she's doing.
No.
Some grown-ups around her do, but... I don't think she does.
Yeah, and to the extent that she does, she's practically a child.
So we're going to do some P.G. O'Rourke quotes and readings?
Yeah, just a brief one that I like to give you a flavor of his over, which is a word he would probably never use.
Writer, thinker who passed away yesterday. I've got some of his best quotes also. I think you'll find it entertaining on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Annie's Genius Box is an excellent way to encourage your kids' curiosity while providing fun activities that are entertaining and educational. Each month, your young scientists will get a new box bursting with three hands-on activities to explore an exciting STEM theme. Kids age 7 to 12 can design a hovercraft, examine fossils, build robots, and so much more. Introduce your kids to real science, research, and the incredible value of asking good questions. Go to annieskitclubs.com/radio and save 75% on your first box. That's annieskitclubs.com/radio.
And now, an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic and the City of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th, from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who have been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The Potter's Cave is said to be among the finest in the United States. The first white man to enter the cave was J.A. Richardson in 1878. When deciding on a name for the cave, J.B. Potter was chosen, the man who became the first owner of the property in 1855. It's a limestone cave located by Shasta Caverns. Archaeologists believe to be the possible locations of fossils of early man and extinct animals. Many thousands of specimens are found there, including 52 species, of which 21 are now extinct. The species included the short-faced bear, the shrub ox, the Shasta ground sloth, a horse, mammoth, bison, and a cameloid. The age of the Potter Creek Cave is supposedly not far from that of the earliest human deposits containing human remains found in Europe. It has, however, been determined that the bone implement-like pieces found in the original 1903 excavation are at least 8,000 years old. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The wonders of the internet have really lowered the tone. I mean, it's. I look at this and I go, "Well, whose bright idea was it to put every idiot in the world in touch with every other idiot?"
Yeah,
it's working.
Yeah. Well worded by Patrick Jake O'Rourke, PJ O'Rourke, who passed away yesterday, writer for a long time. I was aware of him mostly through Rolling Stone when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and all his writings there. He was a anti-war hippie back in the 60s, then in the classic, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged, just the reality of life turned him the other direction for the most part, often mocking his generation and people like he was when he was younger.
But while he continued to call out the excesses of the right, too.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
So in 1991, he wrote a book entitled Parliament of Horrors, A Lone Humorist Attempts to Explain the Entire U.S. Government. And I read this at the time. It made an enormous impression on me. And I'm going to reread at least the first several chapters in his honor today, I hope. But this is the beginning of chapter one. And he had a hell of a vocabulary. What is this oozing behemoth, this fibrous tumor, this monster of power and expense hatched from the simple human desire for civic order? How did an allegedly free people spawn a vast, rampant cuttlefish of dominion with its tentacles in every orifice of the body politic? The federal government of the United States of America takes away between a fifth and a quarter of all our money every year. That number has risen.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I wish.
That is eight times the Islamic zakat, the almsgiving required of believers by the Quran. It is double the tithe of the medieval church and twice the royal tribute that the prophet Samuel warned the Israelites against when they wanted him to anoint a ruler. Our government gets more than thugs in a protection racket demand. Then this government, swollen and arrogant with pelf, goes butting into our business. It checks the amount of tropical oils in our snack foods, tells us what kind of gasoline we can buy for our cars and how fast we can drive them, bosses us around about retirement, education, and what's on TV, counts our noses and asks fresh questions about who's still living at home and how many bathrooms we have, decides whether the door to our office or shop should have steps or wheelchair ramps, decries the gender and complexion of the people to be hired, lectures us on safe sex, dictates what we can sniff, smoke, and swallow, and waylays young men, ships them to distant places, and tells them to shoot people they don't even know. That is the opening two paragraphs of Parliament of Horrors, which is still in print and terrific. Buy it, read it, PJ O'Rourke.
And the opening question there is not asked enough by enough people. If you get a whole bunch of people together, how many of them would want to create this behemoth of a government that takes half your money? How many people would want that? I don't think that many people would want that.
One of the great sins or oversights or mistakes humanity makes, Americans, I'll just stick with Americans, is assuming, or to the extent that even think about it, assuming that everything exists is inevitable.
Right.
Was inevitable. Can't be changed. Shouldn't have changed. Was a mistake to begin with. If it's around me, it had to be this way. That's crazy.
So here's some quotes from P.J. O'Rourke. We opened the show with this one, which is fantastic. There is only one basic human right, the right to do as you damn well please. And with it comes the only basic human duty, the duty to take the consequences. I wish I could get everybody to sign a pledge to that.
Or a shorter version, stupid should hurt.
The Democrats are the party that says government will make you smarter, taller, richer, and remove the crabgrass on your lawn. The Republicans are the party that says government doesn't work, and then they get elected and prove it. This one is not about politics, but I thought it was fantastic. A hat should be taken off when you greet a lady and left off for the rest of your life. Nothing looks more stupid than a hat. I like this one, too. Always read something that will make you look good if you die in the middle of it.
Beautiful.
I love this one too. Fantastic.
Oh, keep them coming.
The weirder you're going to behave, the more normal you should look. It works in reverse too. When I see a kid with three or four rings in his nose, I know there's absolutely nothing extraordinary about that person. I find that to be quite true a lot of the time.
Huh.
You're just a very average, not very happy with your parents and life person. Other than that, there's nothing extraordinary about you.
I hate to judge young people because we all wanted to express who
absolutely.
We are. But if you were still expressing who you are in that kind of visual way as you get into adulthood, how about you do something?
This was a classic during a variety of arguments in politics. If you think health care is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free. And when the world's political parties... When are the world's political parties going to get appropriate symbols? He's talking about as opposed to an elephant and a donkey or an eagle. When are the world's political parties going to get appropriate symbols? Snake, louse, jackal, trash can, clown face, dollar bill with bat wings.
Oh, my God. The great P.J. O'Rourke. We interviewed P.J. a few years ago. And that chat is available at armstrongandgetty.com as one of our extra-large podcasts, Armstrong and Getty XL. Of course, speaking of podcasts, our show is repackaged later every day as Armstrong and Getty On Demand. You can get those podcasts, too, if you miss a chunk of the show or whatever, armstrongandgetty.com or wherever you like to download your podcasts.
Several of those quotes are good on the level of people should be repeating them in a thousand years good.
Yes. And every time I pick up something P.J. O'Rourke read, I'm reminded that a lot of ideas that I have and cherish, I either got or were supported by stuff PJ wrote. Very funny, but very, very insightful, and he will be missed. And also just a beautiful guy.
If you miss an hour of this here program, you can catch the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com. We got a lot more good stuff on the way to kick off hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.